to his offices. Please be upstanding. We, the councillors of Hobsons Bay, recognise that we are privileged to serve as a community enriched by diversity. We respect and value our community's backgrounds, customs and beliefs, and declare that we will always act impartially to the best of our skill and judgment. Through our deliberations and our conduct, we'll uphold the council values and outcomes that enhance the city of Hobsons Bay. Please remain standing. I'd like to acknowledge that we are gathered here today on the traditional land of the Kulin Nation. We recognise the First People's relationship to this land and offer our respect to their elders past and present. Please be seated. This meeting is being recorded as a podcast and will be made available on the Council website Monday. This meeting is also being webcast live via the internet to enhance public access to the deliberations of the Council. I'll call now for apologies. Councillors, are there any apologies to be granted today?
Mr. Mayor, we've received word that Councillor Greg is an apology, but I'm not sure about Councillor Briffo because he was in the chamber just a moment ago.
Thank you. Any other apologies?
And Councillor Elton.
Thank you. Are you happy to move that?
Happy to move that.
I'm looking for a seconder.
I'll second it.
Thank you. I'll put the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Thank you. Item 3, disclosure of interests. Under the Local Government Act, councillors are required to disclose conflicts of interest. Councillors, are there any conflicts of interest to be disclosed?
I have no conflicts. No conflicts.
Mr. Mayor, I have no conflicts, but I might, no perceived conflicts at this stage, but I might ask the question, though, as to whether this is a legally constituted meeting. Maybe the CEO could respond.
Certainly. Go ahead, Mr. CEO.
Sorry, if you could just repeat that question.
Just a question about whether this is a legally constituted council meeting.
Yeah, thank you. And through you, Mr. Mayor. This is a legally constituted meeting of council for the reasons stated in the public notice in the agenda. It's a confidential matter that is being considered, that is open to the public for the commencement of the meeting. But legal advice has been provided to council officers to reaffirm that this is a legal meeting of council.
Thank you, Mr. CEO.
In which case, I will explain the reason and the purpose for meeting today. I have called this special council meeting in response to a rescission motion lodged on Tuesday to rescind motion 13.1, which was resolved by the council on the ordinary council meeting of Tuesday this week. The reason for the special council meeting is that the uncertainty around council's decision on this matter may adversely affect the morale, health and well-being of council staff. The urgent circumstances for not providing 7 days public notice are that the decision which is the subject of a notice of rescission needs to be communicated promptly to a large number of council staff and clients. I'll ask now, as we move to item 6, which is in-camera business,